This call is being recorded.
All right, so we're all here together from various parts of Canada. Yahoo, everyone. It's so fun to be together. And I want to start off with announcements. This Thursday is the Nature Sunshine regular weekly lunch and learn. And guess who the presenter is? Yep, it's Donna Roth. And the topic is bowel build. The product that I'm going to be discussing is BWLBLD, bowel build. And that's at 9 o'clock in the morning, Pacific Standard Time. So you have to adjust your time if you happen to be outside of the BC area. Okay. And here's the number to dial for lunch and learn, 647-497-9386. You dial in, and then they will ask you for a code. So the code is 563-876-204. So that's this Thursday, Lunch and Learn by Donna Roth on Bowel Build. On Saturday, July the 21st at 9:30 a.m., we are having our regular meeting at the Kelowna Golf and Country Club. It's a breakfast meeting. The fee is $20, and it includes breakfast. And we are doing a muscle testing session. It's going to be a hoot. So let me know how many people you can invite and that would be wanting to attend this event on July 21st, Saturday, 9:30 a.m. Taffy Team 42 is well on the way. We're on Lesson 22. And tomorrow morning, we are starting Taffy Team 43, and I'm excited. I also want to express my condolences to two wonderful great friends that just recently passed away. One was John, and he was a friend of mine. We worked together for many years. He was age 92. And the other one was Hilda, a very close friend, and she was 91. They really worked hard on having a healthy, fruitful life, and I will miss them dearly. Mm. Now I want to discuss the agenda. The agenda for this evening is your mind is your medicine. It will move you either into your illness or move you into wellness. And then I want to move into a brief discussion of cancer in regards to the five pillars, which is injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. All right, so I want to get started here. All creation begins with a thought. When we become aware that we don't have something we want, such as cancer, we naturally experience the emotion of lack from not having what we desire. This is how we begin creating through our imagination. It is our natural innate propensity to be creators at play. We are creators. The more you think about your health and the health that you want, and imagine what it would be like to have that health, that perfect state of health, the more your brain naturally starts creating pictures and images of what your future health could look like. So it's like creating a blueprint of the desired perfect state of health that you would really like to be. Now think about your architect that's designing houses. So the architect, house designer, designs the house the way you would like it to be built. So then he comes out with a blueprint of the house that you want built. So now it is possible for a carpenters, the workers, to follow the blueprint and build the house of your desire. Knowing that, is it not now possible for you to build your own body in your own desired perfect state of health? But to do that, you also need to have a blueprint, a real visual picture of your perfect healthy heart, healthy lungs, healthy intestinal system, healthy liver, so on and so forth. So what happens to your brain's creative center once you set this process in motion? The creative center of your brain is your frontal lobe. And now with this visual blueprint in your mind, and your mind is actually your brain in action, your brain switches on. It begins recruiting circuits in the rest of the brain. It begins to fire new sequences, new patterns, new combination. It starts the whole building process. It is now sending currents of messages to your stem cells to start the building process. And what are stem cells? They happened to be located in every organ and gland in your body. Your stem cells are your little carpenters. And they become activated by the messages that are being sent to you from your brain. So the more you think about your blueprint, the more you visualize your perfect, healthy organs, the more you are laying down new neurological tracts. And I want to quote Dr. Dispenza, who says this. In other words, the brain starts to look like the future you want to create that has already happened. End of quote. In an organized format, this is what you really need to do to activate your brain to create the patterns that will lead to your perfect state of health in the future. Number one, create a blueprint or a vision board of your perfect desired state of health, and be sure to include every organ and every gland in the body that you know of that need repair. You can easily discover which body systems in your body need repair by completing the body systems questionnaire. Number two, each day you focus on the blueprint of your perfect healthy state so that your brain can see it clearly. Notice how a carpenter looks at his blueprint every single day when he is constructing that house. Now, there's another important third aspect to this process, and that is your emotions. So now imagine how excited you start to feel when you see your perfect house in the process of being built. Each day you see the progress as all the carpenters work hard to make your house become a reality. So this is the next step to manifesting your perfect health into reality. When you start engaging your visual blueprint in a state of passion, actually feeling those emotions, be it gratitude, joy, freedom of health, abundance, enthusiasm, love, excitement, and all those awesome emotions, your stem cells then start to receive these signals as if your perfect health has already been manifested. So quote again Dr. Dispenza. As the body receives the chemical signals of these emotions, essentially the body is receiving the signal that the event has already occurred. If the latest research on epigenetics tells us that the environment signals the gene and the end product from an experience in the environment is an emotion, as we embrace that emotion ahead of the environment, we're already signaling the gene ahead of the environment. End of quote. However, there is one slight drawback to this process. We are all living in a state of instant gratification. And if you don't immediately see the results of your health, you then start manifesting the thoughts of, quote, it doesn't work, or Donna Roth doesn't know what she's talking about. Her heart is good, but she really doesn't know. Or, oh, I know so-and-so that did this program and it didn't work for him. So So guess what you are starting to reinforce the minute you think those thoughts? You then focus on the thought that doesn't work. And you focus on the thought of, I can't have my perfect health. So guess what you are manifesting? You are manifesting the blueprint of no health. Quote, if we don't get what we want right away, the lack from not experiencing it with our senses reinforces the habit and the absence of not having it. Herein lies our biggest challenge as creators. The lack we live by each day when we notice it hasn't happened yet causes us to feel separate from our blueprint, and we no longer believe it. End of quote. So think about it. Think about how you have been programmed. You have been programmed that your body cannot rebuild itself. You have been programmed that cancer cannot be cured. You have been programmed that you have this no hope diagnosis, and there is no other way. You just have to live that way. You have been programmed that you live in a lack. And guess what you are creating? You're creating no health future. And over time, you stop creating. And you start to wait for something outside of you to take away that lack that you feel inside. But it is that lack that's keeping your manifestations at arm's length in the first place. We are made to believe, for instance, that cancer is a mysterious disease, that we have absolutely no control over it. And we must give our money to all the cancer research, to heart disease research, diabetes, multiple sclerosis, and so on and so forth, to find a cure. Listen to my belief system. In my world, there is no such thing as cancer or multiple sclerosis or Parkinson's or heart disease. There is only a nutritional deficiency, a toxic overload, and emotional stress. Cancer happens, and any of these other no-hope diseases happen because you have deviated from the laws of nature. In 1837, Hans Christian Andersen wrote The Emperor's New Clothes. Everybody needs to read The Emperor's New Clothes. It's a powerful fairy tale story that teaches us how easily we can become deceived even by the highest authorities. Let's go back to what we are doing, and I want to repeat those steps to manifest the perfect healthy state for your body. You need to, number one, create a blueprint or a vision board of your perfect desired state of health. Number two, each day you focus on your blueprint so your brain can see it clearly. Number three, you add an emotion of gratitude, joy, freedom of health, abundance, enthusiasm, love, excitement for that future manifestation of that perfect health. Now comes the fourth action that you need to take to manifest your perfect health. You need to provide your stem cells with the materials they need to build your perfect health. So think about it. A carpenter cannot build his house without nails, concrete, lumber, and so on. The same applies to your stem cells. Your stem cells cannot build healthy organs or glands or bones or brain for you without the essential building materials. So what do the stem cells need? They need energy to build your healthy body. And that energy comes from various sources: sunshine, fresh air, exercise, clean thoughts, focused thoughts, and energy from the nutrients that you give the stem cells. Those nutrients come from high energy foods that you will be eating, and the superfoods, the proteins, the minerals, the vitamins, oxygen, water, phytonutrients. Your stem cells are responsible for your genes, and your genes make proteins, and the proteins structure your cells to create that healthy organ or gland or bone that you are looking for. So number four is add the building materials to feed the stem cells in terms of energy and colors. I just want to add something here. Be aware of the energy you are putting into your body. Is the energy that you put into your body a building energy? Can the stem cells use it? Or is it an energy that destroys? To discern the difference here is huge. Not all foods, for instance, have energy. As a matter of fact, some foods use your energy. And then your body's energy has to move that food out of your body. So let's just talk about wheat, for instance, grains. Grains that have anti-nutrients in them called lectins. It's scientifically proven that these grains with lectins, the lectins poke holes in the gut membrane, and they cause leaky gut. Then they escape into the bloodstream and clog up the bloodstream. Think about glyphosates that are found in many of the wheat products and grains. Glyphosates come from Roundup. They can cause leaky gut. They can cause leaky brain. And what about the herbs you are putting into your body? Are they really full of healing energy with all the colors of the rainbow? Or are you spending your hard-earned money on herbal supplements that have no healing energy in them at all? So I want to talk about colors in terms of superfoods. Your stem cells need all the energy colors. Let's talk about red. Red is essential liquid minerals, or Chinese mineral qi tonic when we get it back. It feeds the entire glandular system. It feeds your brain and your nervous system. It starts up the spark of fire for you. Let's talk about orange. Orange is solstice energy. And it contains Korean ginseng, grape seed extract, green tea extract, vitamin Bs, guarana. And it helps to break up sticky blood or blood agglutination. Yellow. Flax lignans is a superfood that has a yellow color, scientifically documented to bind xenoestrogens. Where do those false estrogens come from? They come from candida. Flax lignans is also a mucilaginous. The color white is Collagen Plus, and it's a collagen powder to keep the arteries strong, to keep your blood vessels strong, to keep your large intestine and lungs strong, to feed all the tubes in your body through which blood flows and lymphatic fluids flow. The color blue, you need water. And you can add noni juice, which is blue, and zambrosa, to make sure that your cerebral spinal fluids and your brain and your kidneys and bladder are functioning to capacity. The color green, that's green zone or chlorophyll. And that feeds your electrical system and your liver and your gallbladder. So think about building the house. Do you want your house to be made of straw, of sticks, or of bricks? Remember that little fairy tale called The Three Little Pigs? One pig built his house of straw, and you know what happened to that house? The wolf blew it down pretty fast. The second pig built his house of sticks, and you know what happened to that little house? But the third little pig was really bright, built his house of bricks. This is a profound lesson that applies to us when we are putting those solid, high energy, quality controlled herbs and superfoods into our body. So we want to give the stem cells quality foods, quality herbs, quality superfoods, so that your stem cells can build a long-lasting, strong house of bricks. Number five, the energy that your body needs, the energy needs a clear traveling pathway, and it is the blood that carries the energy to all the glands and to all the organs of the body. So imagine what happens to your blood pathways if it's clogged up. The blood can then not move efficiently. If it can't circulate the energies to the stem cells, then the stem cells cannot rebuild your organs for you. What is it that can clog the blood up? I've talked about lectins. I've talked about glyphosates. We then get sick because we eat those kind of foods, and then we take antibiotics. That clogs the blood up. It feeds candida. Candida clogs the blood up. Then we're told we need to lower our cholesterol and take statin drugs. That clogs the blood up. Then we are putting heavy metals into our bloodstream from all the vaccines that we're injecting into our muscular system. That clogs up the bloodstream. Not only heavy metals in vaccines, but what about all the viruses that are grown in sick animal pus? What about the formaldehyde in vaccines? That clogs up the bloodstream. And all the medications, that clogs up the bloodstream. This makes the blood sticky and heavy. It slows down circulation. When the blood circulation slows down, then the body temperature decreases. This is one thing we absolutely need to know. Cancer cannot grow in a body temperature of 37 degrees Celsius. And even a half a degree Celsius drop in body temperature means the entire immune system drops by 35%. This is a huge, huge undertaking to clear the blood out, clear that pathway so that the energy can flow and the body temperature comes up and the stem cells receive those building blocks. So the focus here is to clean the blood. This is where we use that product called MC. And it has at least 2 years of study behind it by Dr. McCausland. He put it together. So when you take enough MC into the bloodstream, it will clean up heavy metals, triglycerides, metabolic waste, formaldehydes, chemicals, and so on. How incredible is that? Knowing these five important points now moves your mind to change, to make the right choices, to follow the laws of nature. And I want to add step six. Finally, it takes time to build a house. Think about it. Depending on the size of the house, but it usually takes anywhere from 4 to 6 to 8 months, sometimes a year. It takes time for your stem cells to rebuild your body. You need patience. You need time. You need to focus on staying on that clear pathway. And I know you will be tempted to deviate. I know that others will lure you into other pathways. I know you may be tossed about by the stormy winds, but if your thoughts are focused, your intention is clear, and you take precise actions, then your body is created to heal. The stem cells will do their job for you and build healthy organs for you. The laws of nature clearly state that your body can heal. I want to now move into, I have a few minutes, I want to discuss cancer really briefly for those people that want me to share cancer. First of all, in order to overcome cancer, and this is any other diagnosed disease, I repeat, in my world, there is no such thing as cancer. There is only a nutritional deficiency, a toxic overload, and an emotional stress. But we need to define cancer so we understand it. Once we understand it, then we know how to overcome it. Cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell growth that happens when there is an injury. And the repair of that injury by the stem cells is not made due to an oxygen and a nutritional deficiency. And the cell walls in that toxic injured area of inflammation become mutated by a fungal infection. So for cancer to occur, there is, number one, an injury. There's one clear law of nature that applies here, and that is cells never randomly replicate. They replicate for a reason. They replicate to repair an injury. Even Stephen McDougall said, cells have rules. They don't divide at their own free will. They only divide when there is a wound, and they divide to repair that wound. Number two, for cancer to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency. How can the stem cells replicate healthy cells unless you put those required building blocks, required nutrients into place? And please don't tell me that you can get all the nutrition you need from the foods you are purchasing at your local grocery store, and that you don't need supplements or superfoods or herbs or extra minerals. Think about this. If that was true, and you had enough nutrition from your grocery store-bought foods, you would never be diagnosed with cancer or diabetes or heart disease or Parkinson's and so on. Number three, for cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. Stem cells need oxygen for the oxidation purpose for building the cells. Healthy cell replication cannot take place without oxygen. So something is stopping the oxygen from getting to that injured area. What is it? It's number four. There is toxicity in that injured area to the point that the lymphatic system can no longer clean out that toxic debris that's causing the inflammation and the irritation at the cell level of your organ. And number five, that toxic debris leads to a fungal infection. Here's the bottom line. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, the end result is cancer. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive cells, the end result is infertility. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of fat cells, the end result is obesity. And I'm hoping we get this picture. Let's talk a little bit about injury. The fact that cancer starts from an injury was even well known by medical doctors 100 years ago. I absolutely know that because I have a copy of the Medical Textbook of General Pathology by Dr. Ziegler, dated 1903, who absolutely stated this, quote, "The causes of tumor formation may be a single injury, a blow, crushing, fracture, etc., as well as repeated mechanical irritation such as rubbing and scratches." They knew that in 1903. How come we don't know that in 2018? And let's not get hung up on just physical injuries, falls, accidents, blows, and so on. Let's take it one step further. Exploratory surgeries cause injury. An infected organ can rupture, causing an injury. A kidney stone can injure the urethra. And here, when you do TAFI, we have an incredible kidney flush that can clean up, that can dissolve those kidney stones and move through and clean them out. A gallstone can injure the bile duct. Again, in TAFI, we learn how to do the gallbladder flush so that those gallstones can dissolve and clean them out and move out. Mammograms cause injuries. I've never had one, and I never plan to have one. It has been proven that mammograms can lead to breast cancer. I'm not having one. Biopsies can cause injuries. Radiation burns can cause injuries. Sunburns can cause injuries. Chemotherapy can cause injuries. Root canal procedures causes infections and injuries. All kinds of drugs that we think are safe to use. Now, let's think about this. It's a prescription because it's dangerous in the first place. All kinds of them have side effects, which is another name for inflammation. All drugs cause inflammation. And these drugs cause gut permeability, leaky gut, an injury to stomach walls. I've already mentioned lectins in grains, but there's also phytates in grains scientifically known to deplete vitamin D3 and deplete many minerals from your body. A depletion of nutrients can cause an injury to your body. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, has a scientific agricultural study that was done in 1941 where scientists analyzed food values of different foods grown in soils of 1941. They repeated this food analysis in 1991 where foods were grown on soils of 1991. I am here to say there was an alarming range of difference in nutrient values of all foods. And my book has that study in it. Broccoli, 75% less calcium. Spinach, 60% less iron. There's a whole list of all of the foods that have been depleted dramatically in all nutrient value. This book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, by the way, has sold over 5,000 copies, and that's 2 years ago. It's still just as popular today as it was then. The reason being, it contains at least 60 cancer success stories. People who have gone beyond the box, thought differently, changed and programmed their belief system, and healed their own bodies. I'm so proud of them. Anybody can do this. I want to state, too, that Antoine Bichamp in the 1860s, he said something very profound. He said, if there's a deficiency of even one mineral element, then morbid waste matter will start to accumulate. and that waste matter can cause an injury internally. Lack of fats, like omega-3 that comes from oils and fish, reduces the amount of oxygen that get into the cells. Not enough oxygen, then that could cause an injury to the cell walls. Dr. Huldah Clark wrote a book for all cancers. Her book was Cure for All Cancers. She showed documented evidence there is a parasite in every cancer case. Well, just think about it. Toxic debris accumulates somewhere in your body in some vulnerable, inherent, weak organ, and that will invite parasites. Think about the prostate, which is a very vulnerable area for candida to accumulate. So a parasite can live in that area and start creating an injury to the membrane walls. Toxic debris can invite viruses, which can create an injury. Cervical cancers are started by human papillomavirus. But why is that human papillomavirus in your body? It is there because there is a toxic overload in the cervix. The key is not to vaccinate against human papillomavirus. The key is to clean out the poisons that are living in that cervical area. Toxic debris can invite infections. Think about hepatitis. And if it's not corrected, it can lead to injury. We don't use antibiotics here. We use cat's claw combination and silver gel and silver to clean out the toxic debris. You clean out the toxic debris and the infection magically goes away. It all follows the laws of nature. And please stop using statin drugs to lower cholesterol. It's been scientifically documented by Dr. Ravenscu that people with low cholesterol are more prone to infections and cancers than people with high cholesterol. People with low cholesterol are more prone to heart disease than high cholesterol. Why? The cholesterol is made by your liver to bind that poisonous, toxic, heavy debris that have those heavy metals and so on. Your body follows the laws of nature. Dr. Bernice Eddy studied vaccines. In the 1950s, she was injecting hamsters with a vaccine. And she discovered that all these hamsters were getting various cancers. Whoa, she said. I need to report this to my colleagues. She did that. She said, she warned them. If you institute the vaccination program into our society, there will be an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. She was fired. This is 2018. We have an epidemic of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, multiple sclerosis, autism, and so on and so forth. And we don't know why it's coming, and we say that it's a genetic problem. Whoa. We have to find out why it's a genetic problem. Sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. Think about sugar. You eat enough of it, it will rob calcium and minerals from your teeth and cause cavities. Well, what do you think it will do to organs internally? It will cause holes in your organ membranes. Think about that. Dr. Otto Warburg proved in 1931, he received a Nobel Prize, that fermentation of sugar is a contributing factor to cancer. Injury can also come from toxic heavy metals. We get them from mercury fillings in our teeth. We get them from vaccinations, flu shots, shingles shots, pneumonia shots, and all those shots. There's so many of them now. Stay away from shots because these toxic heavy metals can get into the bloodstream. They make your blood sticky and heavy. They cause inflammation. They impede blood circulation. Dr. Hamer said, injury comes from your toxic emotions and your toxic thoughts. I talked about thoughts today. Those emotions of anger, unforgiveness, depression, hatred. We've all experienced it. We have this angry feeling. Then you know that that acid starts to brew up in your solar plexus. Day after day, we're angry. Those acids eventually get into weakened membranes and start eating up and destroying inherent weak internal organs. So cancer starts from an injury. And you definitely need to have all the nutrients to feed your stem cells so that they can repair that injury for you. So what happens when there's an injury? Whenever there's an injury, the brain sends a message to that injured area called current of injury that triggers the stem cells into action. They receive the message from the brain. They initiate the process of cell replication. They then start looking for all the essential, fundamental building materials for minerals, amino acids, vitamins, essential fatty acids, oxygen, water, and so on. And if all these building materials are present in abundance, then the stem cells get to work. They replicate healthy cells. They repair the injured membrane. At the point that the injury is repaired, the whole process of cell replication stops. The stem cells go to rest. And the current of injury, that message from the brain to the injured area, stops. But start to imagine what happens if the building block is missing. You don't give the stem cells enough materials. They don't have enough minerals. How can they replicate healthy cells for you? Therefore, that current of injury from the brain to the stem cells continues. So one of the keys in putting cell replication to rest, in putting cancer to rest, is to stop the current of injury by giving the stem cells all the essential building materials. I want to talk briefly about inflammation and elimination.
Okay.
Inflammation always starts from poisons. Poisons cause leaky gut. Let's talk about some of these poisons. Candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, various drugs, poke holes in the gut membrane. They escape into the bloodstream. I've talked about lectins. They get into the bloodstream. Phytates, they get into the bloodstream. All of this unwanted, heavy, toxic residue, all these poisons, make the blood sticky and heavy, and they put a stressful impact on the walls of the vessels through which the blood flows. And such a weight causes the holes of these vessel walls to dilate, thereby allowing the escape of all these toxic lectins, heavy metals, candida, undigested food particles to escape and accumulate in between the spaces of the cells and tissue, thereby causing irritation in that area. Back to the blood. The blood has blood plasma proteins that are there to transport nutrient energy and oxygen to your stem cells that are found in the organs, cells, and tissues. The blood plasma proteins then start to leak out through the holes in these vessel walls. The blood plasma proteins attract sodium. Sodium attracts water. So now you have a swelling, the first process of inflammation, which is trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and all this toxic poisons that's accumulated there. Now, your body is absolutely created to be amazing and miraculous because your body has a lymphatic system. And if it is a strong, healthy lymphatic system, it will take all the trapped blood plasma proteins and dump them back to the bloodstream via the subclavicle valves, which is near the neck area. That's where the lymphatic system meets the bloodstream. The lymph, which is your salty, fluidy part, will take the excess sodium toxins, neutralize a lot of it, and dump the rest out through our natural elimination channels, which is the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, and the respiratory tract. But start to imagine when that lymphatic system becomes overloaded by poisonous debris from all the drugs you're using, all the vaccination shots, flu shots, pneumonia shots, shingles shots, all the toxic emotions, stress, mercury fillings in teeth, toxic chemicals, just start to happen. Just start to see what happens when that lymphatic system over a period of time starts to become overloaded to the point that it is malfunctioning. So now you have chronic inflammation where nutrients and oxygen can no longer reach that injured area. Scientifically documented by Dr. Otto Warburg, who said, when the oxygen levels to that injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation by the stem cells for the purpose of healthy cell replication can no longer take place. If there is enough sugar in that injured area, oxidation flips into fermentation, and that produces ammonia and acids, which is, woohoo, a perfect breeding ground for parasites, microbes, bacteria, yeast, fungus to become active. The fungal DNA then integrates into the stem cell line during the process of cell replication and genetically defects the cells as they replicate. Aha! Genetic defects do not come from inherent birth defects. You are not born with a gene that's going to give you breast cancer. So stop lining up to have your breast surgically removed. This is critical that you know that. Your genetic defects are happening because the fungus has integrated into the stem cell line and it has genetically defected the cells. Cancer is not a genetic illness. You can have a genetically weak organ. You can have a genetically weak gland, but you do not have a genetic illness, an inherent genetic illness called cancer. So we now have a replication of genetically defected, mutated cells that cannot repair the injury. And that current of injury will continue with continuous replication of mutated cells, and we give it a name. We call it cancer if it's of the skin, or we call it Parkinson's disease if it's mutated nerve cells, or we call it multiple sclerosis if it's mutated cervical cells. Cerebral cells. So we start to understand that cancer is an out-of-control growth that happens when there is an injury, and that injury is not repaired because there is a nutritional deficiency, an oxygen deficiency, and that accumulated toxic debris leads to a fungal infection. If you understand that, you can prevent cancer from happening, or you can reverse the whole process. And I've seen hundreds of people now who have reversed the whole process. What did they do? They stopped feeding their cancer cells with junk food. So they eliminated sugars, yeast products, grains, and all that junk from their diet. Then they worked on repairing the injury by eating the right foods like grass-fed meats, fish, eggs, vegetables, salads, walnuts, all kinds of seeds, berries. And they knew that it was not enough just to eat the right food, so they had a superfood smoothie minimum twice a day. What did they put in their superfood smoothie? Chinese mineral chi tonic for all the missing minerals. Collagen Plus for bioavailable collagen and amino acids. Some of them put in aloe vera juice to heal the leaky gut. Some of them put in Green Zone for amino acids, Solstic Energy, Zambrosa. And then they just added water and ice, and it tastes delicious. And you don't need to do any kind of juicing. Most people that juice are juicing apples, carrots, beets. That's way too high in sugar. And besides, you do not know how much energy is really in those store-bought grocery vegetables. Dr. Alexis Carroll was able to keep chicken heart cells alive for 34 years by simply feeding them a mineral-rich, clean water solution every 48 hours. Imagine that. Then we want to make sure that we have enough fats in our diet. That's like super omega-3 to make the cells pliable so oxygen can move in, toxins move out. Then we work on cleaning that poison out of the body. This is where we take flax hull lignans, which binds and cleans out toxic xenoestrogens. We take colostrum on an empty stomach, goes into the bloodstream, and binds and cleans out toxic lectins from grains. We take Protease Plus enzyme on an empty stomach, which gets into the bloodstream to digest undigested food particles. We take cat's claw combination that opens up the lymphatic system. So all of these poisons and toxins can drain out through our natural elimination channels.
Thank you.
I know.
Getting,
mine
I'm
is too.
Feedback. Whoa.
Garbage day.
And many times you would need a consultation to decide where your poison is coming from that's causing the inflammation in your body in the first place. And then we work on cleaning the blood, increasing circulation, and increasing body temperature by using that incredible chelation tablet called MC. And we activate all the elimination channel with herbs. We have body detox. We have LBS2. We have all these incredible herbs. And then we address the infection that causes the cancer. We use antifungal herbs. Papa, which is not available presently, but there's Podarco that can clean up that fungus that's growing in that injured area. And we can increase stem cell production. Astragalus found in cat's claw increases stem cell production. Silver Guard, which is our liquid silver, is known to increase stem cell production. And finally, I want to say, all kinds of people have done this program. It is simple. It takes time. Most people that have done the cancer program it has taken them at least 4 months to a year. Some were lucky and it took 2 months. I want us to know that we need to think outside the box. We need to know there is another way. We need to know that our body is created to heal. And heal it will if you follow the steps of repairing the injury, dealing with inflammation, increasing elimination channels, cleaning out the infection, and getting the blood to circulate. With this, I'm going to stop the recording and we'll open it up to questions. Just give me a second, please.